From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Presidents Obama and Putin disagree about Syria. President Obama and his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, clashed sharply Monday at the United Nations on how to end 4 years of fighting in Syria. Mr. Obama told the General Assembly that after so much bloodshed and carnage, Syria cannot return to a pre-war status quo. He called for a managed transition to oust Syrian President Bashar al-Assad.
Unless we work with other nations under the mantle of international norms and principles and law that offer legitimacy to our efforts, we will not succeed.
Mr. Putin warned that it would be an enormous mistake to not cooperate with the Assad government in fighting Islamic State insurgents trying to oust the Syrian leader. He called for a broad coalition to combat Islamic State fighters, much like the anti-Hitler alliance that fought together in World War II. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says that the nuclear deal agreed to between the six major powers in Tehran should signal a new era and help lead to peace and stability in the Middle East. Speaking to the General Assembly Monday, he said Iran would not forget the international sanctions imposed on it, but is eager to show it can choose a lasting peace based on development and shared interests. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta says East African nations that have worked to bring a new peace agreement for South Sudan should expand their efforts to include the international community in implementing the pact to end 20 months of fighting. In an interview with VOA, President Kenyatta said that path will allow the opening of humanitarian corridors in South Sudan, where the conflicts forced 2 million people from their homes. This is VOA News.